I am not a Ben Simmons fan. I don't want him anywhere near the Raptors. But as Richard said, we know that there are talks out there. We know that teams that the Sixers are at least, you know, soliciting offers for him. What is he exactly? Because Richard made a good point that I'm sure he's the type of guy that if you put a bunch of talent evaluators in the room, you'd get a bunch of different opinions on, you know, as to his strength. I think everybody would know what his strength is. I think everybody would know his weakness. But beyond that, sort of what the whole package is, you might get some different valuations on him. What is he in your mind? And what do you think he is to the average NBA executive?
Yeah, I mean, I think teams, and great joining guys, I think teams are really evaluating him based on what he's done, right? Like, he's a guy that you can depend on defensively. It's crazy the accolades that he has and the way that, you know, it's very rare that a guy that's under contract for four more years is made available right now for a pretty attainable, you know, at an attainable price. And so, you know, it's a unique time for a guy at this point in his career to become available. It doesn't happen often. And I think the writing is really on the wall for both sides, but I think teams look at Ben Simmons in a way that they don't quite know whether he is a point guard for their team. You know, the Warriors are always going to be thrown around as a team that's going to have a level of interest in Ben Simmons. And I think there are people, even within the Warriors, that are fascinated by Ben Simmons, as there are with a lot of teams across the league. But at what price point, at what position do you bring Ben Simmons in? You already have a guy like Draymond Green, for example, in this instance, that can ball handle, play the point forward role. So what role does Ben Simmons exactly play? The talent is there, 6'10", being able to shoot, dunk the ball, defend. You know, when Ben Simmons is aggressive, what made him so unique his first few seasons was that he was getting to the paint, dishing, dunking. He had a nice flip game with his floater. He's just lost some of that way this past season, especially in the playoffs. And I think whatever team gets him back, you're hoping that you're able to put together a plan to really start to develop him a little bit more, maybe challenge him more than he has been with Philadelphia. This is a big summer for him internally, individually, to really elevate his game. And I think that part of the process is going to start soon.
Shams, we'll eventually get to the Raptors and potentially there in a second. I just want to ask you about, you talk to league officials and personnel people. God bless you, because I don't want to talk to any of these guys. Do you have a, like, because the Sixers were part of the Kyle Lowry conversation in this city, we got at least a little sense from reports as to what the Sixers were willing to do and not do regarding Lowry. Like, clearly it seemed like they were not giving up Maxey no matter what. So you got a sense of how they were evaluating certain players. Seems like that was a good move given how well Maxey played in the playoffs. But, like, do you have a sense of what the Sixers are would be willing to accept in a deal? Like is it a starting point guard back and then picks, or a starting point guard back and another significant rotation piece? Like, what do you think Daryl Morey, like, would be willing to take for Simmons?
Yeah, I think right now their price threshold is pretty high, and I think they've tried to set that standard. Like, you know, they've engaged with teams. There's no question about that, but at what price? And so far right now they want star-type talent back for Ben Simmons. He was included in those James Harden talks. It was James Harden, Matisse Thybulle, two first-round picks for James Harden. Obviously, that deal did not happen. Brooklyn ended up getting James Harden, but they were in it for James Harden. And so his name has been thrown out there with a star before. That is, I mean, you know, is it a guy like Damian Lillard? Is it a guy like Bradley Beal? I'm sure they have their eyes set on players like that. As of right now, I don't think that type of star is attainable. And so at a certain point, Philadelphia will have to get to the point where, you know, do we take back a few rotation players, you know, whether it's a point guard, a wing player, a big man, you know, taking back two, three, maybe four contracts and adding depth to your roster, maybe a few fill-in picks. I really think that that's where this, if a deal happens before the start of next season, it seems like that's the type of package it would most likely be, because that star type one-off, you know, one-for-one or one-for-two deal with a star, you know, a current all-star type guy coming back, I just don't think is attainable as of right now. But again, there is some time here before the draft. There's free agency. There's a lot of time here before the start of next season.
Do you think that the fact the Raptors landed that number four pick in the draft, is that going to make them factor in more in a lot of, not just with Ben Simmons, but anybody else that, you know, surprisingly gets put on the block as well? Is this almost a natural thing for that to happen because they have the fourth pick?
I think what team executives are wondering about with Toronto is which direction are they going to go in? Are they going to go in drafting with that fourth pick and starting to go younger and maybe seeing the direction of the team with some of the veteran players that are accomplished, that are under contract? What do you do with those guys? Or do you go in the mode of flipping that fourth pick and trying to get a better player? My sense is more try to draft at four, pick the best player available, and really start to make decisions on the roster. You know, do you want to make additions on the periphery and add a center and add wing depth and guard depth, bring Gary Trent back, add that fourth pick and bring him into the mix? Like, that's one route. Or you could blow the whole, you could blow it up in another way and trade some of the vets. So I really think they want to draft at four. They've been very aggressive in terms of scouting and making sure they go through the right process since they moved up. And so I think as of right now, I think there are team executives that are wondering which direction this team will go.
Shams, I don't know if this gets it done, but, there's going to be obviously talk in NBA circles of if you did like a sign and trade with Kyle Lowry as the centerpiece, adding some other pieces. You know, would Philly bite on Ben Simmons? I think the real thing for the Raptors obviously would be like, what are those other pieces? I don't think they would give up Kyle Lowry in the number four. Yeah, would they give up Boucher and Lowry? I don't know if Sixers would be willing to do that. But on Lowry himself, have you heard anything in terms of what your expectation is? All throughout the latter part of the year, we certainly heard that Miami would be interested in Kyle when he reached free agency. But, you know, there is this possibility where the Raptors could either A, bring him back, or B, you know, try to figure out a sign and trade to a team that, you know, is like a point guard away from maybe being a championship winner.
Yeah, and I think the Raptors are going to look at all those options. I think bringing back Kyle Lowry and not trading him at the deadline made it clear that there was an intention here to work with Kyle Lowry and figure out, is there a destination point that you can reach with a team that might not have the necessary cap space, right? Like, is it a team like the Lakers? To my knowledge, still has a level of interest in Kyle Lowry, bringing him in. They are not going to be able to do it with cap space. They'd have to do it in a sign and trade. They'd have to let go of Dennis Schroeder. Maybe it's a sign and trade with Dennis Schroeder. Like, there's so many options, I think, with the Lakers potentially. Miami, I would still expect to have a level of interest. Philadelphia as well. So I think those same three teams from the deadline, I expect to be very much in it. For Lowry, and the component of the sign and trade still holds pretty firm, because I think that's the flexibility that the Raptors gave themselves.